For tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This is a 2019 annual ladies' conference being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday evening, February the 15th, 2019, Deborah Vales is the speaker of the evening teaching on Steps to Deliverance.
Well, bless the Lord, everybody. It's good to be here tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God for all that He is doing, and I want to welcome all of you again to Camp Meeting 2019. Praise the Lord. And it's good to be here. I thank God for just being God and all that He is to me in my life. And I just love the Lord so much, and I thank Him. You know, it's a blessing to be able to come and camp meeting. I've been coming here since 2014, and I tell you, my life is not the same. It's not the same. And, you know, God adds to us, doesn't He, Jerry? He adds to our life. And I look forward to coming. I look forward to the fellowship. And it's good to see our sisters from all over the world. Isn't God good? He knows how to gather us. Praise the Lord. And so I'm going to go into the Word of God tonight. And I'm going to just kind of lay a foundation. Now, this is deliverance and healing. And as I was sitting over there, the Lord began to really minister to me that there's several of you that need healing in your body. You know, sickness is not of God. We know that. And so it's my prayer that before you leave here, that there is healing that takes place in your physical body, as well as in the emotional arena, the mental arena, the spiritual arena. God wants us whole. Come on now. Praise the Lord. And he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And I know that Jesus died so that we might have a right to the tree of life. But he came to set the captive free. Praise the Lord. And so I'm just going to share a little bit about steps to deliverance. All right? Steps to deliverance. I just want to lay a foundation that, you know, when you talk about what it means to be delivered, it means to be liberated. And Jesus did that. He showed us in the Word of God, first of all, in Luke 4, after he came out of the wilderness, the Bible says that he was full of the Holy Spirit, but he proclaimed what he was to do. He knew his mission. Okay. So Luke 4:18 is where I'm going to start. I'm going to open up in prayer. Father God, we thank you tonight for allowing us to be here. We thank you, Father God, for your word. And I ask you, Father, that now you, first of all, forgive us of sin. Lord, no sin is going to stand in your sight. So we repent right now, first of all, of anything we've done, any sin of omission, commission, anything we've done knowingly, unknowingly, God, we repent right now. And we thank you for your cleansing. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. And we ask God that you would have your way tonight. Father, we thank you that the enemy is bound, shackled, muzzled, gagged, forbidden to operate in the name of Jesus. And if any demonic spirit manifests, we want it up and out in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for liberty now. We thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost that's already moving in this house. We thank you, Father. We have you down in our belly. Glory to God. Oh God, and we thank you, Father, for resurrection life. We thank you that you are already stirring in us. Hallelujah. Shanda Diosa Kandaya. My God, we love you tonight. Whatever you want to do, Father, in us, we give you permission. We want you to have your way in us. The Lord, when we leave this place, will truly be able to say it was good to have been in the house of the Lord. The Lord, you have your way tonight. Move in every life every heart. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you for it all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Give the Lord a hand of praise. Luke 14, verse 18 says, the Spirit of the Lord, Jesus said, is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And the Bible says after he had made that statement, he closed the book and they looked at him like, what are you doing? But Jesus knew his purpose. And how many of you know you have a purpose? Every one of us in here, we have a purpose. We have a mission. You have something that God wants you to do. And what he does even in these settings is that he equips us, he helps us, he frees us, he encourages us, and he gives us a little bit more to let us know that he loves us, but not only that, that he has a plan for our lives and he wants to use us. I was really inspired by my sister when I heard tonight that she's a missionary.
Yes,
in India,
God.
At the age of 65,
yes,
she's now going over into India.
Yes,
and I'm telling you, that is a blessing.
Yes,
how many of you know God is opening doors up for His men's service, main service? Come on now, amen. This is not a time to sit; it's a time to do.
Yes,
it's a time to be about your Father's business.
Yes.
Glory to God. So the hand of God that's on your life is my prayer that this weekend will just encourage you and get you in that place that you will know that whatever God wants you to do, you can do it. You can do this. You can do all that God has called you to do. If there's a calling on your life, you can complete the work of God because he'll give you what to do. He'll anoint you. He'll validate you, and then he will send you. And I love it to see Mother going over there, amen, to preach the gospel to those that are lost. Come on. And she said, I believe she made a statement that you're the first to go into some of the areas that you're going to. Is that correct? Praise the Lord. And didn't the Lord say that the gospel has to be preached in every part?
Yes.
Come on. Yes. There are many still that have never heard the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
But thanks be to God for the word that's going forth and it's going over the airways. It's going by way of boat. It's going by way of train. Come on, because if you get on a plane, it's going by plane.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm encouraged tonight, and it just really, really inspires us, younger ones, that we can do this. Amen?
Yes.
All right. So now listen. We're here because of we wanting to be free. I'm going to just give you 7 points, 7 very important keys to deliverance. All right. Number one, if you have your pens and pencils, you like to take notes, you can. Number one, very important key is that you must be honest.
Yes.
You must be honest with yourself. As you hear the word of God this weekend, when something pricks you, and the Lord says, that's it, just repent. Okay, I'm going to get to repentance in a minute, but if you're honest about it, you won't shove it under the rug and look at Sister Sue and say, or Boo Boo, I better say Boo Boo or Baby, I don't want to call nobody name, right? That's Boo Boo. No, no, baby, it's you. Come on. Come on, somebody. So we want to be honest with ourselves, okay? You must be honest with yourself and with God if you expect to receive deliverance.
Yes.
A lack of honesty will keep you in the dark.
Yes.
It can hold you down. Okay? Demon spirits thrive on darkness. Any sin that's not confessed or repented of gives demons the legal right to remain. Now, they have a legal right if we give it to them. Right? Now, we know that they really don't have a right because we know Jesus paid the price. But because we're in a sin-cursed world and because the flesh is the lower nature and the flesh is carnal, and that's really where we have the problem, is in our flesh. And that's what must die.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
Flesh
yes.
must die. If we can mortify the flesh,
yes.
we can live in the spirit.
Praise
right?
God.
So that's what we're dealing with. When we talk
yes.
about witchcraft, we talk about all these things, it's works of the flesh.
Yes.
Now, when you continue to work in the flesh, you can get from that to strongholds. I'm not going to go there tonight. But there's a process. And many people are bound, and we see them repeated. We see cycles because they will not give over and allow the Lord to do in them what they need done. And when we don't do that, we get worse. Okay? So when people say Christians cannot have demons, really? what about hatred?
Yes.
Right. These little things. There you go. Fear. What about that?
Yes.
What about anger?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What about disobedience?
Yes.
But we can't have demons. Yeah,
yes, you can.
Because most of the people that Jesus dealt with were church folk.
Yes.
Religious people.
Yep.
Come on now. People that knew the word.
Yeah.
A lot of folks that know the word, but they're bound by demons.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody. And we got to evict them. Yeah. We got to fall out of agreement.
Yeah.
You know, when I really begin to understand what sin was all about, that sin is enmity against God, and if I fall out of agreement with it, I then can get free. Come on.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. If you have a habit, for example, you've had a habit for years, in order to get one of the steps, number one, be honest.
Yes.
Number two, fall out of agreement
yes.
with it.
Yes.
Come on now.
Yes.
Some people that smoke, they smoke because, yeah, it's a habit. And yes, they may be bound by the nicotine. But if they haven't fallen out of agreement with it, they can get prayer and go right back to the store after church, get another box of cigarettes, and keep smoking.
Yes.
Why? They haven't fallen out of agreement with it.
Right.
Come on now.
Yep.
Now, so whatever it is that comes up, it could be unforgiveness.
Yes.
That's one of the points I'm going to talk about. And you got to forgive. Whatever it is, this weekend, you're going to be challenged. Something is going to stand up in front of you, and you're going to be challenged with that. Am I going to get rid of it? Am I going to let it go? Am I going to do what I need to do to get free? Okay? So be honest. Ask God to help you see yourself as He sees you and to bring to light anything that's not of Him.
Right.
Anything. Doesn't matter how big, how small. It doesn't matter. If He doesn't like it, guess what? We shouldn't like it.
Right.
Okay? So let's go to Psalm 32 and 5. Psalm 32 and 5. Psalm 32 and 5, it says, I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. Okay? I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
Yes.
And thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Honesty. When we're open and honest. And sometimes, the Bible says if you confess your faults, you'll be healed.
Yes.
That means when you confess, you're willing to let it go, open up, let things out. Okay? So we want to be honest. Number two, humility. We must have humility. We must recognize that we're dependent on God and His provisions for deliverance. See, deliverance doesn't come just because we can pray for you. We can. But deliverance comes because God loves us.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
And then when we're humble, we're turning it over to God. We're just vessels willing to be used
yes.
by the Lord. So when we're praying with you, we want to see you free. So my prayer this weekend is that when you come, even for 6 o'clock prayer, and there's blockages, Let's deal with getting those blockages out. Let's really let God. I want you to understand that it doesn't take long for God to do what He needs to do. And we were praying with someone a couple weeks ago, and Jerry, what was sad with the person is that the person put walls up. And when they put the walls up, it brings a block. And the Lord can't get in. The Lord can't get in, but they can't get free. So we see that. We're going to work with you with that. Just let the walls down. We're here to help you, okay? That's what this is about, so be humble. Humility. James 4, 6 and 7. James chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Hallelujah.
The scripture says, but he giveth more grace, and grace is unmerited favor. Wherefore he said, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Okay? So when we submit, we're saying we're giving over to the Lord. We're opening up to him. And when you submit to God, you can resist him. Okay? You can go through those rest of those steps to get free. Okay? Humility. Number three, repentance. Now, some people believe that repentance is just saying, I'm sorry. It's more than just saying, I'm sorry. Because you can say you're sorry and then go right back and do the same thing. Repentance means to have a change of mind and heart.
Yes.
It means I'm going to pick up and go in another direction.
Amen.
I'm not going to keep going the same way. I'm not going to keep doing the same thing.
Amen.
I've got to change. And how many of you know change will come when you change? It will. When you gave your life to the Lord, you said, I'm coming out of the world. I'm putting the liquor bottle down. Whatever it was that caused you to come to Jesus, you had to acknowledge that he was your Savior. And then you asked him in. I hope everybody is here saved. If you're not, you need to get you saved. All right? You need to make sure you're born again, that you've accepted the Lord into your heart. You've asked him to forgive you of all your sins. And you've made a firm commitment to serve him. Okay? Deliverance is not one of these things that you just get relief. Okay? Some people do. They want relief. They don't want to be saved, but they know they're being traumatized. I had someone call me last week and they said they were going through mental warfare and wanted me to pray for them. I said, are you ready to get saved? Because the person isn't saved. I said, are you ready to give your life back over to God? The person's backslid. And the person said, no. I said, well, I can't pray for you in that way. I said, it would not help you. You need Jesus. So this is not something where you just come to get some relief because you know demons are bothering you. Hey man, you gotta make a clean break. We dealt with someone just not long ago, Randy. And a few months back, the person decided to rebel and get in disobedience. And what happened was 7 demons more came into this person. And when they realized what they'd done, then they came back and wanted prayer again. And the person praying said, I'm not praying for you. We just prayed for you in August for this stuff that you're coming back for. And the person, I'm not going to do it. I have to know that you are ready for change. Repentance means change. Come on now. We got to get real about what we're doing. We can't play with this. And if some of you are in cycles and this person was in a cycle, I share this with you because we're here to help you. Jesus is the one that helps. Come on. We are servants and we're vessels willing to be used by God. So this person, they said, yes, I really do want the Lord. So we led the person in a prayer of repentance. And Jerry, that person had 7 greater demons. Literally, we saw them manifest. And it was a fight. And you know, sometimes demons go to the core of your being. Because they don't want to let you go. Come on now.
That's right.
Hallelujah. So we want you to understand that repentance is serious.
And when you repent, you don't go back into the thing that you got delivered from. And you know when you get free.
Yeah, that's right, amen.
Come on, there have been strongholds in all of our lives, and you know when you are free.
Yes.
It's a difference in your life. The Bible even says that when demons leave, the house is clean,
yes,
they're going to try to go back.
Yes.
They will try to come back.
Yes.
You know, before we leave here, we're going to talk about aftercare. We're going to talk about what you need to do to maintain your deliverance. You know, we got to maintain this thing. When I leave here, Jerry, I got to maintain what I receive. I've got to retain it. Glory to God. I don't want to have to come back. If I get free of something, Randy, and then come back the next camp, and then I'm standing up here the same situation again. No, if anything, it should be something else.
Yes.
If it's something else. Come on. And we know that
yes,
God is always dealing with us.
Yes. Right.
But we don't want to have to deal with the same thing over and over again.
Right. Amen.
Oh, my goodness.
That's right. Amen.
So the Lord wants us to know tonight, when you repent, you have a change of mind, a change of heart, you're not going back into that cesspool again. Okay? Let's go to Amos 3 and 3. And the person that I'm referring to did get delivered.
Praise the Lord.
It's going on with the Lord. Amen. We thank God for that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amos 3 and 3. Let me get there. All right. It simply says, can two walk together except they be agreed? Now, when you come in agreement with something, you're linked to it. So we got to follow agreement with sin, with all these things, come in agreement with God. Okay? Deliverance, is not to be used merely to gain relief from problems, but in order to become more like Jesus, we must be willing to obey God in all that He says. Obedience is key to your victory.
Yes.
And it's key to keeping victory, is walking in obedience. So as we said, repentance is turning from all that hinders spiritual growth, ministry, and fellowship. Repentance requires open confession of all sin. It takes away the legal rights of demon spirits. Number four, renunciation. That is simply to fall out of agreement with those things that have hindered your progress in God. Renunciation is the forsaking of evil. It is the action resulting from repentance. So once you repent, you can renounce. You say, wait a minute, no, I'm coming out of that. So Matthew 3:7-8, go there. Matthew 3. Verses 7 and 8. It says, but when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. In other words, when we've repented, we come to God, we made a change, you're going to bring forth some fruit. There's going to be evidence. There's evidence in our lives that Jesus is there, and He wants us to bring forth fruit. He wants that fruit to remain. Okay? All right. We must close the door on the enemy. Okay? And renunciation also means to have to make a clean break with Satan and all his works. We come out of agreement totally with it. Okay? Number five, forgiveness. And you must be willing to forgive. Whenever we're dealing with people and they're not willing to release or forgive, guess what happens? Everything shuts down. You can't go any further. So someone maybe in your past may have done something to you that caused deep hurt, caused deep pain, and you think about it, you get angry, you may get upset, you know, but you've got to be willing to release and you've got to be willing to forgive. Okay? Forgiveness is key. When you come in the morning, come in repenting and forgiving. Letting go of the past, letting go of things, even from childhood. You know, all of that, all those things we must be willing to forgive, okay? God freely forgives all who confesses their sins and asks forgiveness through His Son. Now, there is a story in the Bible where a guy was owed somebody a whole bunch of money, a lot.
Right.
And he begged for the master to give him mercy.
Mm-hmm.
And he was given mercy. But then there was someone that owed him less than less than less than what he owed. And he would not forgive. And so in the end, he ended up being turned over to the tormentors because he would not forgive. Now that is something, because you don't forgive, you can be turned over to tormentors. And a tormentor will do just that. And he was put in the jail, said, if you don't pay, you're going to stay here till you pay. Well, if you're bound, how you going to pay? If you're put in jail, how you going to pay? Who going to pay your bill? Who going to get you out of jail? Think about it. We don't want to be put in jail in the natural, let alone the spiritual. There are many people sitting in spiritual jails tonight.
That's right.
Because they won't forgive.
That's right.
They won't release those people that hurt them.
That's right.
And they don't realize the prison. You don't realize the prison that you're in.
Right.
Because you're holding on to boo-boo, boo-boo been dead 50 years, but boo-boo is still, you mad at boo-boo.
Yeah.
Boo boo under the grave, and his bones and everything in the grave now. Come on now. And you mad at boo boo?
Yeah. That's right.
Okay. You didn't let boo boo go.
Yes.
It's true, God. You gotta be willing to let it go. Let go of those things that have bothered you. Let go of it. Let it go. You're releasing yourself.
Yes.
You're saying, unlock these chains. Open the door so that I can fly.
Yeah.
So that I can have a new life.
Amen.
You know, I heard that, Mother, in your testimony.
Mm-hmm.
You went through a terrible time.
Yeah.
But God freed you.
Yes.
He really freed you. Because you're doing things that most of us may never do.
Yes.
Oh, my.
God.
To God be the glory.
Yes.
Continue. Continue to obey God. Say that to everybody in here. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And there's others that Jerry is, you know, I don't mean to call names. Y'all forgive me. I do that every time I get up here. I be saying I ain't gonna call names this time. I ain't gonna call the names anyway. But, you know, the testimonies of Jerry is precious to my heart. Because when I first came here, she said this: if you keep coming, you won't be the same in a year. It's true. She's a wonderful testimony of what God will do if you simply give over to the Lord.
Yes.
You know, I'm learning the Word of God because of the witness of Jerry. You know, and not that I didn't know it, but I'm really learning it now, y'all. And let me just give you a nugget. You better get to know the Bible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, some people don't take the Bible to church. Some people don't read the Bible. Get the Bible in your hand and read it. Every day, take it like medicine. Okay? If you're on a pill or whatever, you take that thing faithful. Well, some people do. Okay? Well, this Bible here, the Lord told me not long ago, Jerry, in November, he said, December, I want you to do a teaching on healing. And now I kind of know why. Okay? And then he began to tell me, Deb, you need to take this word twice a day. There's certain scriptures I need to read. And they're concerning healing because I need some healing. All right, I'm not going to give my whole testimony tonight. But there's some things going on. And the Lord told me, he said, this is a test for you. You're going to make it through it. But I must take my medicine. Take your medicine. Come on now. If you're having breathing problems, eye problems, ear problems, nose problems, feet problems, back problems, diabetes problems, I don't care what problem it is, take your medicine. Hey, Rondo, my God, I love you right now. Get to know Jesus. Get to know the man that died for you, that took the stripes, 39 stripes, and every one of those stripes represent every disease that's in the world today, right now. My God, when you begin to dig, you will find the answers that you need. Jesus has them.
Amen.
He has the answers.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise,
thank God.
Lord.
Now we're talking about forgiveness, right? Okay. Selah. Just think about that for a minute. Okay, I'm going to ask a question. You don't have to answer me, but how many of you do read your Bible every day? Every day. Don't miss. Okay? This is one thing, and God put this on my heart, so I do preach it at home, and Audrey knows it, and others that know me know I do. And some of them, they look at me like, uh-oh, here she come again with this. Did you read your Bible today? You read your scriptures? Come on, because this is life.
Yes, it is.
Huh? This is life. It will keep you. And in the days, weeks, and months ahead, we definitely need God's word. One day you're going to wake up. This Bible will be outlawed. I'm on camera. I'm telling you what I know because the Holy Ghost been telling me. Get the Bible, Deb. You better get it down in your belly. Oh, no, that ain't going to happen. Watch it. They've been trying to do it. Okay? Okay. There's a persecution coming to the church that we have never experienced.
Believe it.
Okay? We know freedom. We can go and come so free, go to church when we get ready, go home when we get ready. We can do all these things. Pick up your Bible when you get ready, put it down when you get ready. I'm telling you, they're watching everything that the church is doing, from Facebook to Periscope to everything. Come on.
Amen.
Amen. And they're shutting us down.
Yes.
My spiritual father got shut down off of YouTube. They cut him off because he preached against witchcraft. And they said it was a hate crime or something. He went against their laws. Come on, somebody. It ain't whatever the laws were. Well, he didn't stop. Are you going to stop when they start coming at you on your job? Huh? It's coming. We're going to be challenged. Do you love God? You mean you serving God? Yes. Yes, I am. And I'm not going to stop.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. They shut me down the other week because I prayed against the shutdown, that God would shut the shutdown down. God brought that thing down, and they pulled my video down because of what I prayed. I prayed for the president of the United States, and I'm telling you, they came after me. Do you hear me? And I said, God, I'm going to still do what you tell me to do. I'm going to say what you tell me to say. Come on, somebody. You better stand for Jesus. Stand for righteousness. Stand for holiness. Glory to God. It's holiness in hell. Come on, somebody. If we don't live for God, we're going to die and bust hell wide open. I'm telling you, preach the truth. Preach the truth no matter what. My God, I love you today. Hallelujah. I get radical. Because I know where he brought me from. When you know what God has delivered you from, that he spared your life, I don't have time to play with you all. I owe you to tell you the truth. Come on, somebody.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. So you got to walk in forgiveness. I forgave the ones that did it. Come on. Maliciously accused me of sexual content. Malicious. It was malicious. And God said, what you going to do? I said, well, I'm going to forgive them, but you got to help me get through this one. Come on, when you feel like your character is being assassinated.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you get angry.
Yes.
But the Bible said be angry but don't sin. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Come on. Keep on plowing. That was a little bitty thing. But it's much more coming. Because they may come to my church next time. I live in an area where already, Jerry, I've been under attack for praying. Praying?
Yeah.
Folks don't want you praying, right?
That's right.
The devil don't want people getting delivered.
No.
Come on, somebody.
Right.
But I'm here to tell you, let me say this right here. I'm here to tell you right here, okay? And Brother Randy, you and Kelly, I hope you all will help me because I'm about to start deliverance clinics and where people come in for deliverance. You understand what I'm telling you? Because there's some high people in high places that are demonized, but they ain't got nowhere to go to. They can't trust nobody. And I'm not talking about everyday people. And this is why the fight has been so hard. I'm right in the heart of a place where witching covens and witches come up in our place and they don't try to pray against us and all this stuff here. And I said, no, God, you told me to do this. Come on, somebody. And I'm going to do it. I mean, one thing after another come at you. You guys, why you got to forgive. You got to love people. But you got to stay up on the wall. Come on, somebody. Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. He was a ruler. But Jesus didn't play with Nicodemus. He said, I know you're a teacher, but you need to be saved. And these lawyers and judges and all these people in high places that are going through hell and high water, they need a place to go. They need somebody they can trust. And if God can put his anointing in you, raise you up, put you right where you need to be so that you can pray them through. Come on, somebody. Fast mission.
Hallelujah.
I'm a deliverance minister, and it's only because of Jesus.
Yes.
I have nothing, but he has it all.
Yes.
Come on, somebody. He don't put things in your hand, give you a building, give you all this stuff for you to just do twiddly weeks.
No, that's right.
No, I'm not out for programs. It's about getting the mission done.
Yes.
So all of you in here are to go home ready to be equipped. If you're going to sleep, stand up, because you need to hear this word tonight. I'm not stopping until the Holy Ghost gets finished. I didn't come down here to play.
Hallelujah.
It's time for us women to get up somewhere.
Hallelujah.
Get full of the Holy Ghost. Don't be all up in that TV and all that craziness. Watching all them soap operas. Come on here, somebody. You filling your belly up with all that mess. Then you come down here, we see them snakes all in your belly, all this stuff you're on your back, serpentine spirit, fear, all kinds of jealousy, all kinds of Jezebel, all this mess. Let's get rid of this mess and get somewhere with God. Time to be able to pray people through. We got to pray young people through. Young people dying. They're going to hell every day. Praise the Lord. Suicide spirit, and we playing with God.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Isabel, she really was stirred up. Okay. When you going to get stirred up? Come on.
Come on.
I'm serious, y'all. It's time.
Amen.
It's time for us to, you know, shake it loose.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with y'all. Come down here, and sometimes I'll be sitting over there babbling. I said, Lord, now look. Well, I go other places. It ain't like this. Why do I have this fight down here? Because of religion and because of what she going to say. Is she going to say the right thing? I'm going to say what Jesus tell me to say. Okay, let me finish. I'm almost done. I ain't got but two more points. Are you willing to forgive?
Yes.
Okay. Matthew 6, 14 and 15. Let's read that. I'm having fun, Jerry. Isn't that good? All right. I have y'all out of here before 9 o'clock. Is that
okay.
Good? Okay. Hopefully, anyway. We'll see.
Right. Oh, thank God.
Amen. I'm going to do that.
Amen.
Matthew 6, 14 and 15. It says, for if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. It's cut and dry. You don't forgive, he don't forgive. You release, he release. Okay? Forgive. Willingness to forgive is absolutely essential to deliverance. Number 6. Now once you've come through these first 5, you can pray then. It won't be hard to do it. Prayer is simply asking God to deliver you and set you free in the name of Jesus.
it becomes easy to pray when you walk through those steps. And I remember as a younger person, you know, back in when I grew up, you know, we didn't have all the stuff we're doing right now. We didn't. But my pastor and those back then, they did. They were simple. They did the best they could, and they loved God. And they would just get you to a point where you opened up, and you would get up there to that altar. You get on that altar, you confess everything. And you know what? When you finish confessing, then they prayed for you. And the Spirit of God would come in, minister to you, get filled with the Holy Ghost, change. You know, we go through so much now because people don't want to give up. They don't want to let go. They don't want to talk. Just open up.
That's right.
All you got to do. Be willing. In the morning, I'm sure we're going to have prayers, certain prayers in the beginning. Do it. Just do it.
Yes.
Every time I'm throwing my hands up because I want to make sure that I'm free.
Amen.
I'll take no chance. You understand?
Yeah.
If Jerry leads a prayer, whatever the prayer is, I'm in it. You understand?
Yeah.
You don't take no chance. When in doubt, you cast it out.
Amen.
Okay? So we want to make sure we're covered.
Yeah.
Okay? So you pray. Joel 2:32. I like this. Hallelujah. Okay. It says, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. So when we call on Him and we're honest and we're open, He's going to do the work. Amen. Finally, warfare. And I just mentioned this simply because warfare is when basically prayer, we're praying toward God. Warfare is toward the enemy. So if we have warfare, it's a battle. But how many of you know we already have the victory?
Yeah.
And that's when God gives us strategy to defeat the enemy. Okay? You need strategies in prayer. And the Holy Ghost will give it to you. That's why sometimes when, say you're, let me use something as an example, like hindrance. Okay? A hindrance is a blockage. And it can't be an obstruction. Okay? Spirits can hinder us. They can block, obstruct. Okay? They lodge in places. Okay? And then those hindrances will keep you from getting that freedom. But once we call out what it is, and a lot of times when we're praying with you, the Lord will let us know exactly what's going on. You call it out. You bind the enemy, command it to go in the name of Jesus. And if you're willing to let it go, it's going to come up and out. Sometimes there's manifestation.
Yes.
Okay, sometimes you'll cough, you'll blow, you'll sneeze, you'll cough, you know, it comes out because there's exits in our body. Our eyes, nose, bottom, come on now.
Yes.
So when those manifestations happen, don't block it.
No, let it out.
Just let it out.
Yes.
Okay?
Christ.
You don't want to keep them. You don't want them to go home with you, right? So let it out. Come on now. And sometimes the enemy wants to really try to tear people, and no, you don't have to do that. You're going to come out in Jesus' name.
Right.
You bind them, they get out.
Yes.
All right? So what you're doing, you're saying, oh, you've been evicted, and I'm closing the door to you. You can no longer stay here.
That's right.
Okay?
Amen.
You know, the body is made to house, and because the enemy comes at our flesh, and this is why we can have demons, but when we evict them, the house is clean because it should be where God dwells, not the enemy.
Yeah.
He's an intruder, and we don't want him in our lives in any kind of way. Okay? So once we get him out, we keep him out. Close the door, get full of the Holy Ghost, full of the Word, fill those areas up so he can't come back and try to take that place again. One more scripture I'm going to read, and that's Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17, I believe. 17 and 18. And take, this is talking about the armor of God. Okay. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. One of the purposes of the Holy Spirit, when you're baptized in the Holy Ghost, and you pray in your prayer language, it will build you up. It will edify. It will encourage. Okay? So it's important that you understand the benefit of praying in the Holy Ghost. Okay? It's a prayer language that God gives us. But it keeps us close to God and will get us closer to Him. I don't know about you, but I want to stay close to God.
Amen.
The Spirit of God helps that. Amen.
Right.
So these 7 points, steps to deliverance, will help us in our walk with God and our walk to freedom. Stand to your feet tonight.
I'm going to just pray a prayer tonight, and also going to pray just for healing, because, and I'm pretty sure we may go through this again, but no, but
we want you free tonight, man. We want you free. And even if there's anything going on in your body, I believe that God wants us healthy, wants us whole.
Yes.
Okay? So I just want to lead you in a prayer, repentance, and just pray these steps tonight. Is that all right?
Yes.
Okay. Father, we thank you tonight for your word. And we thank you, Lord, that we know that Jesus came to set us free.
Yes.
Now, Lord, I ask you to take this word that we've heard tonight, take it down in our heart. Help us, Father, to be honest with you, to be humble, to be willing to repent, willing to renounce, Father God, and forgive. And we thank you, Lord, that prayer will be stirred up. And if there's warfare that needs to be taken, that needs taking place, Lord, that you will do that, that we get the freedom and the liberty that we need this weekend. And Father God, we repent of all sin, knowingly, unknowingly, everything, God, that we've done that you've not been pleased with. Father, we ask for cleansing tonight. We ask, Father, that you break open, Father God, our lives.
Yes.
Lord, make us pliable to you.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
And Lord, we thank you for healing. We thank you for wholeness. We thank you, Lord God, that every prayer that's prayed, help us to be open to receive from you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, tonight that by the stripes of Jesus we were healed. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for taking our sicknesses and infirmities. We thank you, Father God, that it's because of Jesus Christ and the stripes, Father God, that we can be healed. So we rebuke and we break and we cast out any spirit that would attempt to come in us, or that has hindered or hampered us through illness, through cancer, through disease of the lungs, through things in the bones, the breast, the throat, the back, the spine, the liver, the kidneys, the pancreas, the skin, stomach, in the name of Jesus. We rebuke and we cast out all spirits causing diabetes, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart attacks, strokes, kidney failure, leukemia, blood disease, breathing problems, arthritis, all bone disease, in the name of Jesus, to include rheumatoid, in Jesus' name, lupus, Alzheimer's, insomnia, in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for total healing. We speak healing and strength to bones, to muscles, to joints, to organs, to the head, to the eyes, to the throat, to the glands, to the blood, to the marrow, to the lungs, to the kidneys, to the liver, come on out of there now, to the spleen and the spine, the pancreas, the eyes, the bladder, the ears, the nose, the sinuses, the mouth, the tongue, and the feet, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you to touch heart conditions in the name of Jesus, whether they're physical, whether they're emotional, whether they're spiritual, in the name of Jesus. We come against all fear, all intimidating spirits right now in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, Father God, for loosing us, Lord God, from all of these diseases. And Lord God, we come against multiple sclerosis. We even come against hatred, self-hatred, guilt, condemnation. We come against all shame in Jesus' name. And every mind-blinding, mind-blocking spirit, every spirit of heaviness, every spirit of depression in the name of Jesus, and even weariness. I come against all weariness and tiredness now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you for strength. Strengthen your handmaids in the name of the Lord. Father God, those that are tired of what the children are going through, tired of what they may be going through, heavy in their soul, heavy in their mind, in the name of Jesus, we come against all heaviness right now, in Jesus' mighty name. And Father God, even word attacks that's against those that are in ministry, word curses, we bind every word curse now in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on out of there now in the name of the Lord. We take authority over you now. Every dart that's been placed in the back, I see daggers in backs. Father, pull those daggers out right now in the name of Jesus. Deep wounds, deep hurts, come on out of there right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we take authority over it now. In Jesus' name. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on. Out, up and out. Up and out right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Down in the stomach area, the reproductive organs, where the enemy's touched with controlling spirit, witchcraft spirit, come on out of there right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Loose them now, Father God. Loose now. In the mighty name of Jesus. I come against all Jezebelic spirit, all controlling. Come on, up and out right now. Some of you are locked down. You don't want God to do it. You're ashamed. I dare you to open up and let God in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight for healing and wholeness, deliverance and freedom in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for that you are doing. I even come against the spirit of passivity. I come against procrastination. I come against lazy spirits. In Jesus' name, slowfulness. God has told some of you to do some things and you've been slowful. And we come against slowfulness right now. In the name of Jesus. Come on up and out. Right now. Come on out of there. In the name of Jesus. And fear of what people are saying. Fear of being rejected. We come against rejection in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you now for aborting the enemy's plans, oh God, towards your handmaids in Jesus' name. I come against the very spirit of abortion, aborted dreams, aborted vision. Come on out of there right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask that you stir up again. Stir up afresh and anew those things that you put on the women of God's hearts to do. Businesses, entrepreneurship, but because of lack of funds, lack of faith, Father, I pray that you break even the spirit of poverty and lack. In Jesus' name, my God, I thank you, Lord God, that you give us more than enough to do that you call us to do. So tonight, Father, even in their sleep, minister to them in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for your word. We thank you that your will be done in the lives of your men servants and maid servants in Jesus' mighty name. And any of you, somebody got some stomach ailments going on. If that's you, just lift your hand up right now. Just lift your hands right where you're at. Okay, so I take it you got some stomach issues going on. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray for healing in every area of your belly. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray that you touch and minister right now. Cycle issues in Jesus' name. Chronic pain. Chronic cramping in the name of Jesus. We come against it now in Jesus' name. We take authority over you, devil. Get your hands off of God's people right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for healing. I thank you for wholeness right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, continue to minister as only you can. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Give the Lord hand praise tonight. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for peace and rest. We thank you for strength tonight. I pray, God, that when your handmaids lay down, men's servants lay down, that their sleep will be sweet, Father God, and that you minister to them, oh God. And Father God, we thank you for sweet rest. And Father God, allow us to wake in the morning refreshed. In Jesus' name, be with Jerry as she ministers in the morning, Father God, and be with Callie, Father, as they run their laps tomorrow. I pray, Father God, that you have your way, that you minister, Father God, as only you can. We thank you, Father, for everything that you're going to do on this weekend. We already give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you tonight. Amen. God bless you.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.